A fresh battle in the Republican Civil War has flared up as former President George W. Bush took veiled shots at President Trump in a speech that warned against the rising tide of ethno-nationalism on the right. Mr. Bush never mentioned Mr. Trump, but warned against the siren song of isolationism. That opened the door for former Trump advisor Steve Bannon to fire back at Mr. Bush during a speech in Anaheim on Friday.
I want to apologize up front to any of the Bush folks outside in this audience, okay? Because there has not been a more destructive presidency than George Bush's.
More now from David Drucker, senior correspondent at the Washington Examiner. David, what do we have?
Well, we've had in the past speeches by John McCain, the senator from Arizona and the party's 2008 presidential nominee, and former President George W. Bush, of course, the last Republican president before President Trump, both expressing their concern for what they see as the rising tide of nationalism and isolationism in the country generally, but within the Republican Party for sure. And it's something that concerns them. And I think in the case of Bush, it's interesting because he has been fairly quiet in terms of any implicit or explicit criticism of his successors. So this week's speech, which he never did mention President Trump by name, but was an obvious sort of rebuke, if you will, of rhetoric and ideals that this president has supported, a lot of people took notice because it was so rare coming from him.
What were the examples that McCain and Bush pointed to that were alarming to them?
Well, as I said, they didn't mention President Trump by name, but they talked a lot about what they see as some rising support on the right for the idea that what makes you American is your ethnicity and your whether or not you were born here thing. Then Bush actually said in his speech, used the words blood and soil in saying that blood and soil does not make one American. And he talked about the notion that what makes you American is a belief in a set of ideals, not in an attachment or affiliation with any particular religion or ethnicity. In a sense, what both Bush and McCain have been saying is that America is an idea, and if you believe in that idea, whether or not you were born in the United States or immigrate to the United States, whether or not you are of the Judeo-Christian religious and cultural background or not, you can be an American. It's about embracing what the country stands for. And it is, in a sense, a different message than what we hear in some quarters on the right, which has in the past couple of years focused more on this idea that immigrants really aren't fully American and that there is a sense of culture and, I guess, background, if you will, that separates real Americans from others.
We're speaking with David Drucker, senior correspondent at the Washington Examiner, also a CNN political analyst, and we're talking about his piece entitled The New Front in the Republican Civil War. I know that Senator McCain said, hey, I remember what happened in the 1930s. He says he's a student of history. Explain his reference there.
Well, President Trump, early in his campaign, or at least at some point in his campaign, embraced the America First slogan. And he uses the slogan America First all the time now to describe his policies. I don't think that it's necessarily fair to say that President Trump, in using America First, means what those who used it before him meant. In the 1930s, Americans who did not believe the U.S. should get involved in overseas conflicts, in World War II specifically, didn't believe the U.S. should go to war against Nazi Germany, used the slogan America First. And it did have anti-Semitic overtones. And it was different. The president has adopted it in many ways more of a, you know, to deal with his belief that we shouldn't be involved in bad trade deals and that American workers should have a priority when dealing with negotiations with other countries. But others that support the president look at America First in many ways the way it was used previously. And so I think the concern is that that the president and his policies may not necessarily be all that different in many ways than traditional Republicanism, at least so far in his presidency, but that it has given voice and stature to people that do believe in a sense of ethno-nationalism.
Thanks, David. David Drucker, senior correspondent at The Washington Examiner.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.